News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
New Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly is considering whether frontline Gardaí should carry taser guns. Tasers are already used by specialist units in the force, but could arming the frontline curb violence within the state? Christy Galligan, retired Garda Sergeant and local peace commissioner in Donegal, and Dr. Pat Leahy, former Garda Assistant Commissioner for Dublin, join us now. Let me come to you first, Christy. Do you think tasers for all guards would be a good idea?
Yes, I do. I believe that they're non-lethal weapons, and I think that all frontline members should have them. In the last, since July of this year, we've had 150 Gardaí since the start of this year who have assaulted, over 3,440 in the last 12 years. And the highest number of assaults were created since 2022, with 470 in 2023. That's one guard, over one guard being assaulted each and every day in the state. These are men and women who go out every day to do their jobs in uniform to protect us and do a very difficult job at times, like a lot of frontline emergency workers as well, not just the Gardaí. And I think that if you have the proper protocol safeguards in place, there's no reason why the frontline Gardaí couldn't have lethal weapons in their possession. I know what it's like to be assaulted. I've been assaulted many times, and all I had was, in the good old days, was an old wooden baton to protect myself. Now, there was a lot of resistance when the extendable baton and pepper spray and even the stab vest came into me. And I know there was a lot of resistance on high from the up into the commissioner's office many years ago when I was in the representative association for the Gardaí even to have those things. Okay. Now there's a little bit of resistance again to some in some quarters, both in through NGOs and maybe in the hierarchy of the force.
Right.
But thankfully, it's good to hear from the commissioner that he is going to do this.
Well, he's certainly considering it. Let me bring in Pat Leahy. Pat, you don't agree.
Good morning, Ciara. Good morning, Christy. Yeah, I would have a different view to Christy. And I suppose it's based on the fact that we're a policing service. We're not a law enforcement agency. We're not a police force. And we actually made it part and parcel of the change in our organisation to come forward and say we are a police service. And if we look at the Commission on the Future of Policing there that was published in 2018, that talks about our service being community-oriented, victim-centric, customer-focused, and the new legislation which replaces the 2005 Act actually is designed to implement the recommendations in the 2018 report. And I think it's just a step too far right now. I agree with Christy that the members of An Garda Síochána, that they're entitled to be protected. But I do think that the step into everybody using tasers is a step beyond what's necessary right now. And I think it shows us as, I suppose, not being congruent with what we're saying about ourselves as a community-oriented service.
Let me bring Christy back in. You're not a police force, Christy. You're a police service, and it's not necessary.
Yeah, we are a police service. But look, we're there to prevent and detect crime. 90 members of the Garda Síochána, mostly unarmed, were killed in the line of service. And that's a fact. These are facts. And I think the more protections we can give the public and the members of the force who are the frontline members, not people who are setting up in offices in Dublin or anywhere else for that matter, but the frontline members who are facing this every day. And only recently here in Donegal, I know in Letterkenny, we were watching, unfortunately, these are all being recorded, where a gang of people attacked a car here in Letterkenny, car drove off onto the pavement, and could have struck a pedestrian. And we had another guy wielding a knife against three other lads in the Market Square here in Letterkenny only recently.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have the frontline Gardaí on the beat, on the street each and every day. That is the biggest problem we have at this problem. We may be community orientated, but unfortunately, a lot of the community now are crying out for more Gardaí on the street.
Yeah, and that's true. Let me bring Pat back in. Pat, without this, how does a guard deal with violent disorder? And people as well are out there saying, you know, the streets are unsafe, I'm concerned, there's antisocial behaviour, etc. Without something like a taser, how does a guard manage if they're coming up against somebody with a knife or what have you?
Well, I think Christy just hit it on the nail on the head there, Ciara, and I would agree 100%. The problem is the resources aren't available. So members are out there on their own in ones or in twos, but there's nobody coming to help for the most part. And that's
does that
problem.
Not make the
and
argument for the taser then?
Well, what it says is we're creating the problem ourselves that forces us to step into a whole new space with tasers for everybody. And it's not necessary. That's my point, is that what we need is we need the increase in resources where the cavalry are coming when our members are in trouble. Now, that was the model that we had. And
but in the absence of that model,
now,
Pat, and we have an issue, we know, with Garda recruitment, in the absence of that model, is this not the reality that we're living with? We don't have the cavalry coming over the hill, so therefore those on the beat do need something.
I don't think the taser is the answer. I mean, look, Chrissy himself said it. Look, we have the pepper spray, we have the extendable baton, and he's right. People balked at it coming in first, but it came in anyway, and we saw that. Look, the pepper spray was probably the one where people were most concerned about, and pepper spray has proved itself to be a useful tool. But this is a huge change up to, you know, hitting people with a taser. And for anybody, for any citizen or civilian that views this happening, it's a very violent reaction
Look,
that people have. And it's not nice. And we're setting ourselves as a police service, community-oriented. You know, we've just brought effect to a new act, the Police and Security and Community Safety Act, which again talks about being in with the communities, being up close to communities,
sure,
engaging
we've
been doing for
and
generations.
I do appreciate that, and thank you for joining us, and thank you as well to Christy Galligan there, Pat Leahy and Christy Galligan there, discussing that, former guards. Let us know what you think out there this morning. Should the Gardaí have tasers on our streets? We would love you to get involved. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.